Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tiamanini.
And I'm Tell Me on a Sunday podcast, Grace Aki.
Grace, we are heading into the weekend. Hey, everybody, it's Matt. Before we get into all of the news that Grace and I had previously talked about, we've got a little bit of late breaking news that I wanted to make sure that we got into the show before the weekend. Broadway World is reporting that based off of an Equity casting announcement, it looks like it is official that Stranger Things : The First Shadow will be making the move across the Atlantic Ocean from London to New York City. There was a casting notice put out for both Equity actors and Equity stage managers. Not a ton is officially known right now, but auditions will begin on March 20th. They are also accepting video submissions, and the production dates are set for 2025. They do not go any further into saying whether that is spring 2025 or fall 2025, but we do know that it is aiming to come to New York City sometime next year. The play was written by Kate Treffery, and it is based on a story that she developed along with Jack Thorne and the Duffer Brothers. Stephen Daldry is the director. The story of the show is a spin-off prequel to the Netflix series Stranger Things. It includes a number of characters and their family members that fans have grown to know from the show. As Grace and I have discussed, there is never any doubt that this show is going to come to New York City. It was just a matter of when. And now we don't exactly know when, but we do know at least a time frame when we can expect to see this one on the Broadway. All right, everybody, that is it for this little breaking news update. I'm going to now send it back to the rest of Today on Broadway. Now, Grace, this was a fun little combination of my day job and my Broadway radio job, because yesterday in my email, I got a press release from Warner Brothers Discovery announcing that the filmed version of Alex Edelman, Just For Us, will debut on HBO and on Max in April. They have not given the exact date yet, but they did also release a trailer. This, to me, Grace, seems like such a perfect extension of what Alex Edelman does and also what Max does. HBO has long been one of the homes of great stand-up comedy. And while I don't know that I would exactly call Just For Us stand-up comedy, it is certainly a storytelling solo show. But with the rise of solo shows that you have been championing for so long now, I love the fact that we are seeing some of these things being filmed and being put on streaming services, either large or small, whether that's Max or YouTube. I think this is great, and I'm excited to watch this again, and I'm excited for more people to have the opportunity to see it. And I hope that this is just the beginning of many, many other types of these solo shows having a chance to live on through streaming.
I freaked out. I dropped my phone. I saw the trailer go live, and all he put on his Instagram story was, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And I ran over to my coworkers. I was like, "Did you all know about this? This is the coolest thing ever." The last person that has had streaming filming for a solo play was Mike Birbiglia. Like, he has been kind of the only person in the game with that on that level, on that scale. I'm not saying he was the only one, but on that scale to have this type of recognition. So I am very excited for the door being widened a little bit for Alex. Now let's widen it even more, maybe for a woman, maybe a woman of color, maybe another person, like, I don't know. So it's happening. And I think that there is a space, especially with the history of the HBO comedy specials, that maybe with the A24 purchase of the Cherry Lane Theater, that they would be wise to Apple TV Plus some specials for some solo shows as well. That's my two cents.
Speaking of Mike Birbiglia, this is not exactly the same type of thing, but he has a new documentary special coming out. It is based off of a podcast that he does. It is coming to Peacock. It'll have special guests like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and others. So lots of good things for Birbiglia, obviously, and hopefully this just leads to more people getting the opportunity to share their storytelling shows with wider audiences. Grace, yesterday we got a complete cast announcement for the upcoming production of All of Me by Laura Winters happening at the New Group. We previously had heard that Madison Ferris, who had been in The Glass Menagerie on Broadway, would be in that production. But yesterday we got the rest of her co-stars. They include Lily Mae Harrington, who people might remember from the Glee Project, Brian Morabito, Florencia Lozano, who I know from One Life to Live, but most people probably, at least recently, know she is currently in Brooklyn Laundry off-Broadway. And then they are being joined by Kyra Sedgwick. The show will be directed by Ashley Brooke Monroe, and it'll run from April 23rd through June 16th over at the Pershing Square Signature Center. The play is a romantic comedy in which boy meets girl, boy uses a wheelchair, girl uses a scooter, and they both use text-to-speech technology to connect to the world around them. They come from different worlds, but love pulls them together when their families push them apart. So this one obviously explores everything from class and disability in America today. And to have a cast like this with some incredibly talented folks led by at least one major name from outside of the theater world like Kyra Sedgwick, I think is very interesting. And this will definitely probably be one to keep an eye on when it begins performances here in about 6 weeks.
That sounds really cool. I like that. I think that we've been testing a lot of different communications, especially in theatrical spaces for a while in terms of accessibility. So I'm curious to see the way that this writing plays out. I feel like I learned a lot more into this space with cost of living. And then I was like, wait a second, I've not seen a lot of this work on Broadway stages. And that's such a small glimpse into disability on stage. So I'm curious to see like how this can kind of further that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a real quick break from the news right now and talk about our sponsor for this week, Factor. We are heading into the weekend, and this is actually one of the rare weekends, Grace, where I have not devoured all of my Factor meals before I get to Friday. That is because, one, I ordered more for this week than I normally do, but also I've been out and about with some family in town, so I haven't been eating at home as much as often. But it actually makes me really excited for the weekend because it lets me not do anything. It means I don't have to go out to the grocery store. It means I don't have to go out and pick up food somewhere else. I can just chill, relax at home, and eat incredibly delicious chef-prepared, dietitian-supervised meals without having to leave. And that is part of the thing that we haven't talked about as much as other things. You've talked about the time saving of it, but to me, it's also just the convenience. It means I don't have to do anything outside of my own home.
I would love to simply be home. Matt, you're so fortunate. Some of us out here are pacing, sometimes even falling on the cold, hard ceramic tile of an office when it's a rainy day outside. And maybe that's what I did, and maybe that's why my butt hurts. But you know what doesn't make me butt hurt is Factor Meals, because I just put in a massive order because I looked at my schedule and I said, this is going to be rough on you. This is going to be bad. You're not going to eat right. You're going to be ornery, as my mother would say. You're going to wish that you had had actually nutritious meals. I have been talking about this for, I guess, a month since I had my first box about how actually tasty they are, because as a foodie, like I love trying all the different meal kits and everything. This is the first one I thought was actually tasty when it was already prepared. This is a fully prepared meal. It only takes you 2 minutes, and it is the best way to actually get a nutritious meal when you're on the go.
So head to factormeals.com/Broadway50 and use code Broadway50 to get 50% off. That's code Broadway50 at factormeals.com/Broadway50 to get 50% off. All right, Grace, let's dive into some show and casting news. And the first little bit of information comes to us from the Al Hirschfeld Theater, where Moulin Rouge! Exclamation point, the musical, will welcome back original cast member and former Broadway Radio guest Ricky Rojas. He will return to the role that he created on Broadway as Santiago. He will rejoin the company on March 26th. The show also announced that it is releasing a new block of tickets all the way through February 23rd of 2025. So if you can, and you want to, you can now get tickets for almost a year from now. Next up, we also got information yesterday that Patrick Page's Shakespearean solo show, All the Devils Are Here, will set out on a national tour after its off-Broadway run concludes on March 31st at the DR2 Theater. By the time that it closed, it will become one of the longest running Shakespearean performances in New York history, surpassing Richard Burton's Hamlet from 1964. Simon Godwin directs this production, which was created and is obviously performed by Patrick Page. The national tour will kick off at the Minnesota Guthrie Theater in October. It'll actually play there for over a month. The rest of the engagements will be announced at a later date. I haven't been able to get to see this one, Grace, off Broadway. Every time I've wanted to go, I couldn't make it. There was one that I was supposed to go to and it got canceled. But I'm really hoping that this is playing somewhere nearby me, because Patrick Page, also former Broadway radio guest, is just incredible. And I am dying to see him do something Shakespeare related. And while this is not actually a Shakespeare play, it certainly draws a ton of inspiration from Shakespeare's works. And I have no doubt includes many, many of the monologues from Shakespeare's villains that would sound just absolutely delectable coming out of Patrick's mouth. All right, next up, we're going to head down to the Public Theater, where it was announced that the New York premiere of Susan Lori Parks's Sally and Tom has been extended before performances even begin. The show is set to begin previews on March 28th, and it will now play through May 5th. Its opening night is scheduled for April 16th. The show is led by Sharia Irving and Gabriel Ebert. And it also features Sun Mi Chomet, Leland Fowler, Krystalyn Lloyd, and others. A number of these cast members are reprising their roles from the world premiere that happened at Minnesota's Guthrie Theater that we just mentioned about. The new work finds founding father Thomas Jefferson returning to his Monticello plantation as his relationship with Sally Hemings, the sister of his enslaved valet and chef, begins to unfold. Parks sets the story in a modern theatrical framing device that allows exploration into the parallels between 1790 and today. Stephen H. Broadnax III is directing. And as always, Grace, anytime Susan Lori Parks has a new show coming to the stage, whether it is regionally or in New York, it is certainly one of the things that you have to make sure that you check out.
Just wondering, can we go ahead and revive that Top Dog Underdog same cast? Can we just do that? Is that cool? Is it too soon? Are there rules against that? I don't care.
I don't think so. I mean, we have, it's really going on a record of how many years in between Gypsies. So I guess we have to work on that as well. But okay, so do you know what they did over at the Lena Horne Theater on Wednesday night, Grace?
They had their very first sing-along.
They did. So if you were following along any of the Queens from Six on social media, they posted a bunch of videos about how, as part of their sixth of the month festivities, they do all these different things on the sixth of every month. They had their very first sing-along, and I thought it was incredibly cool to see the videos. Apparently, they were a little bit more lax with people taking videos during the show than normal as well. But it was very cool. I mean, this is such a show that people want to sing along. Also, Six is going to be celebrating its 1,000th performance on Broadway over the weekend, so shout out to them for that. But Six is not the only show that's going to be doing a sing-along, because yesterday it was announced that Titanic will be doing its own, as it's being called, Kooky Crazy Sing-Along Performance. It will happen on Celine Dion's birthday, of course. That is March 28th. Audience members will be provided an actual songbook for the 7 p.m. performance that night, and according to the press notes, will be encouraged to sing, quote, like the kooky crazy, which is spelled with a K, divas that they are.
Can I just, Matt, it said kooky crazy.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I was not going to do the Celine Dion voice. But Nicole Parker has returned to the role of Celine Dion, having done it previously. And she is currently leading the production that also features Lindsay Heather Pierce, Michael Williams, Elliot Maddox, Russell Daniels, Brandon Contreras, Anne Fraser Thomas, and Marcus Antonio. I love this show. This is so much fun. And I think being able to sing along with it is actually the perfect way to celebrate Celine's birthday. All right, Grace, and we will head into the weekend with a feel-good recommendation similar to one we had, I think, yesterday. There is now another clip coming out of the My Favorite Things, the Rodgers and Hammerstein 80th Anniversary Concert that will be streaming later this month. This one comes from The Sound of Music. And it features erstwhile Mother Superior and record-breaking Tony Award winner Audra McDonald singing Climb Every Mountain. So we will have that clip in the show notes. Really looking forward to being able to watch this when it starts streaming on Sunday, March 24th. It'll be available just through the 31st. All right, Grace, what theatrically related stuff do you have planned for this weekend?
Oh my God, I am going to watch the damn Oscars. That's what theatrically inclined thing that I have going on. I can't wait to watch the Oscars. It's all I can think about. It's all I'm praying for. Is that really theater related? No. Is it the arts? Yes. Are we going to see one of those winners on Broadway in 7 years? You bet. I'm sure we will. I don't know what it is, but we will.
What category are you most looking forward to? Like, is there one that you're like really invested in, whether it's a show? I guess it could be a film or a performer or a category in general. What is it that you are most looking forward to?
You know, I really want Best Director to go to the person that will not win it, which is Marty Scorsese. I want Marty to win. I know Christopher Nolan is going to win. I feel like that's just kind of in the bag. But, you know, who knows? Last year, I had a lot riding on everything for like Everything Everywhere All at Once. So I was a little feral. Like I was too into it. And now I'm just a really big fan of American Fiction and Barbie and Killers of the Flower Moon. Like those are my top for sure. What about you?
I love American Fiction. That's my favorite that I've seen so far. I need to still watch Past Lives, which I'm going to do before the Oscars on Sunday. So that is one that's high up on my list. You know, I've seen Barbie, I've seen Poor Things, I've seen Oppenheimer. The other ones, they don't do much for me. So I'm not super compelled to check those out beforehand, but I am looking forward to that as well. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me pretty much anywhere at BWW. Matt, Grace, where can people find you?
You can find me at It's Grace Aki.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful Friday, a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back to talk to you on Monday.